You're listening to Star Wars Splash Page, Comics in Review.
It is episode number 185, and we're coming to you from coast to coast, to all the ships at sea, to all the people in the land, everywhere. News, nothing but news. Jeff!
Geek me all knowing boxes stay open May 4th. I'm hoping we're gonna be hot as before, cause Ren looks hardcore, and I don't want Sith running the galaxy.
I did. Although I just rewatched American Graffiti last week on my vacation, and I was going to suggest that we're actually just circling the globe in a plane so that nobody can find us.
I rewatched that too, and I watched more American Graffiti.
That's going to be next. Pam had not seen either one, and so we watched American Graffiti, and I really enjoy more American Graffiti a lot. I don't think it's anywhere near as good as the first one, but it's just a different film. But they're both available on HBO Max, so we're probably going to watch that next weekend.
Oh, totally. And of course they hold up, and of course, you know, they're wonderful movies.
They really are. And more American Graffiti, for those of you who are not familiar, American Graffiti was the first Oscar nominated film that George Lucas directed. It was nominated for Best Picture in 1973, and for a while was the biggest money making film of all time based on gross versus budget.
Yeah.
Yep. Had the highest percentage of money made up until, I believe, the Blair Witch Project came out. And that came out in 73. There was a sequel done in 1979 called More American Graffiti with most of the principal cast. Lucas was not involved. And it was an interesting film because it takes place over four different New Year's Eves, 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the storylines don't really intersect, and it's sort of reminds me of the first Netflix season of Arrested Development, when they came back and each character got their own episode, which wasn't nearly as much fun because part of the fun of that show was the ensemble interacting. So I missed that a little bit with the film, but it was sort of a noble experiment of a film, and it's really, it got a bad rap, but it's really a good film. It's just different from American Graffiti. Like I said, they're both available on HBO Max, so if you have access to that, you can watch them both. I highly recommend it. Can you tell we're trying to pad out the runtime of the show, folks?
There's no need for us to pad out the runtime.
There is none.
So, no, we have no new comics. Of course, I mean, you know, we do have Star Wars Adventures number 32, but we are saving that one for the Young Padawans episodes, which we will be getting together in the next coming days to record. And that will bring us up to date, actually, because we will get, I believe, issues 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32, which brings us to the conclusion of what has been a really fun and informative and just immensely satisfyingly entertaining series that has really just run up and down the Star Wars saga timeline. That series brought us, stories set during the prequel era, the original trilogy era, the sequel trilogy era.
And we got Jackson.
Star Wars Resistance, you know, the Clone Wars. So, and of course, it also brought Jackson back into canon, for which we will be forever grateful. So,
indeed.
Thank you for that. Thank you
so much. So as a result, we are not doing any reviews this week. We're just going to give you guys some news. And basically, this is going to be the closest we're going to come to taking a week off, because frankly, I think we deserve it.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. So let us get started. There have been a couple of publishing changes, which, of course, you can always find on the Twitter feed and on the Facebook page. And both of those are at SW Splash Page Pod. First and foremost, pretty much all of the Clone Wars Battle Tales books have been pushed back somewhat. Not a great deal, but just who knows why. But it's the whole idea is to sort of spread these things out. But so now we've got Clone Wars Battle Tales number 3 is coming out August 5th, and as is Battle Tales number 1, the second printing, it is now coming out August 5th as well. Initially, it was going to come out July 29th. They moved it back just a week or so. Of course, that means Battle Tales number 4 is coming August 19. And then last but not least is Battle Tales number 5, which is coming September 23rd. Yay. Also newly added to the scheduling list is the hardcover Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, Volume 2, which of course is collecting the back half of the Charles Soule written Darth Vader series, which was volume two, literally. And of course that will having done that, it'll also include Darth Vader annual number two. And that will mean that all of Darth Vader volume one has now been collected as a hardcover. All of Darth Vader volume two has been collected as two hardcovers. And I'm confident that the current ongoing Darth Vader volume three, once it reaches, the set number, hopefully it'll go beyond 25 issues. Maybe it won't. Who knows? We'll see. But then that will ultimately, I'm sure, be collected into a hardcover as well. So, yay!
Hooray!
Still unscheduled. Of course, now having said that, we will probably get the October solicits toward the tail end of this week. Don't be surprised. That's going to probably include Star Wars number seven, because that was originally solicited before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Still unscheduled is the Rise of Skywalker adaptation by Marvel. And then, of course, the High Republic comics from Marvel and IDW. That whole publishing endeavor was shifted to January, with the novels. So we probably won't expect those until, maybe late winter, early spring.
Can we talk about how funny it is that the High Republic got delayed?
all I know is that I want every High Republic story, when it's all said and done, to incorporate 409 separate stories. And then, of course, we do have to look forward to the Mandalorian comics that will be coming from Marvel and IDW. Again, no date on those yet, although if memory serves me correct, I believe the second season of The Mandalorian is going to probably debut sometime in October.
That's last I heard, yes.
Yeah, so, who knows? They might try to get ahead of that game and actually do some synergy, some corporate synergy.
It would be so unlike Disney to do that.
Yeah, that's true. But still, we got plenty of stuff still coming. Of course, San Diego Comic-Con, was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. But they are doing Comic-Con at home. So definitely check out comiccon2020.sched.com. There's a couple of Star Wars-oriented events already scheduled. Friday, July 24th from 11 to noon is a complete separate panel on the Star Wars audiobook, Dr. Aphra, the audio drama that of course has been written by Sarah Cohn. You're going to hear at that panel, they're going to have Mark Thompson and Emily Wuzeller, as well as Sarah and, of course, Del Rey editor Elizabeth Schaefer. And the conversation will be moderated by Nick Martorelli. Again, you can find a link to that on the Facebook page and the Twitter feed. It's probably easier if you find it on the Facebook page. Later that day, same day, from noon to one, and I believe these are Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Time, given that's where Comic-Con is based in San Diego.
Right.
We have the Lucasfilm Publishing Stories from a Galaxy Far, Far Away panel, which is being moderated by friend of the show and personal friend, Kristen Baver. So we are really, really happy for her. And she will be joining Lucasfilm Publishing senior editor Robert Simpson as well. Some of the authors featured include Timothy Zahn, Alex.
Heard of him.
Alex Segura. I love Alex.
Him.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex is a good guy. I've worked with him a lot before in the past. Justina Ireland, George Mann, Preeti Chibber, Tom Engelberger, Rebecca Roanhorse, and for readers of Star Wars comics, a couple of familiar names, Greg Pak, who's writing Darth Vader, and Alyssa Wong, who is writing Dr. Aphra. So, yeah.
Now, are they charging for any of these panels or this online convention, or is this free to anyone who can log in?
It's free. You just got to go to Comic-Con and set up an account and just, add it to your schedule. So,
excellent.
I don't know, I'll be curious to see how the infrastructure handles everything.
That's what I was thinking. If it's free, I wonder how the servers will hold up.
Yeah, so I imagine it will not be glitch free, but as we have said before, it's the first time it's being done, and
I applaud them for even attempting.
At least it is being done. Yeah, that's the big deal. So we're really grateful for that. Speaking of that, this is a lot of fun. Force Fest is coming. I don't know if you all are aware of this or not, but this is we have details on the Facebook page and, of course, the Twitter page. It is, if you check out Twitter, at ForceFest Saga, and that's ForceFestSaga. It's a diverse community of Star Wars fans who are hosting a virtual convention in August, actually August 28th through the 30th, at getvokl.com. That's getvokl.com. And they are seeking panel submissions. So definitely check that out. We'll have a link to that in the show notes if you're interested. We did actually apply and submitted a panel. It was the one that we had submitted for Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. So perhaps, you know, we will be fortunate enough to be included. We will find out once they make the decision. But fingers crossed, you know, the panel is, you know, essentially, you know, how Star Wars comics expand upon, build, and tie together the canon as a whole. So it's very, very lofty. Lofty goal.
That was Matt putting that together. I had nothing to do with that. I just said, yes, I approve this message.
Thank goodness for that. I'm glad you did. So we will see. And then, of course, I just like I said, there's been a couple other changes with Star Wars comics. John Tyler Christopher, excuse me, I don't know why I was saying Smith or Ferguson. The John Tyler Christopher comic that is collecting about 100 or so of his action figure variants was initially supposed to also come out July 29th. It is now going to be coming out August 12th.
So, a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, so if you had already ordered that from your comic shop, you should be fine. You know, it'll just come in, but you know. It won't hurt to maybe, you know, give your shop a call and say, hey, just making sure that you saw this got pushed back. I still want a copy of it. So, yeah, you know, good times. We'll see how it goes. So, I kind of think that's it.
Well, I think that's enough. That's a lot of you for you to aggregate and delineate to us. So we appreciate
that's
it.
That's why I keep this little notebook with me at all times. It is the Star Wars splash page dedicated notebook. So. You know, just the way it is. Oh, one other thing, and this is actually kind of breaking. The Abrams books, Art of Star Wars, The Mandalorian, has now been bumped up to December 1st of this year. But I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks sooner than it was initially to be published. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that one because I really want to really deep dive into that.
Hope that it has a lot of the artwork that was used in the closing credits.
I'm pretty sure it will.
That work with every time we watched it, Pam and I both were just agog, if you will, at every single piece.
There is just no way that they will not ignore that stuff. That stuff is so amazing. So, oh, one last bit of nugget. This comes from ICV2 and Comicron. It's their annual sales report, and they finally were able to crunch the numbers for comic sales in 2019. And this is pretty impressive. According to the joint estimate by Comicron's John Jackson Miller and ICV2's Milton Greep, total comics and graphic novel sales to consumers in the U.S. and Canada only was approximately $1.21 billion in 2019.
Wow.
That is an 11% gain over 2018. And a lot of that increase was due to rapid advances in graphic novel sales in the book channel, i.e. bookstores, but also because of single-digit growth in the sales of periodical comics in comic stores, you know, a.k.a. the direct market. So that
nice.
Is... That is very impressive. I mean, you know, the last time, sales like that topped $1 billion in current dollars, you got to go back to the early 1990s, just before the bubble burst. So it's pretty impressive. Now, of course, they broke it down by channel. Book channels saw $570 million approximate in sales. Comic stores, $525 million. Interestingly enough, digital downloads, $90 million. So, you know, still a far cry from the two traditional channels. And then the obligatory other channels came in at about 25 million. By format, graphic novels accounted for $765 million. Comic books accounted for $355 million. And then, of course, digital comics were $90 million. So, you know, the demand is still graphic. The demand is still strongest for graphic novels, obviously.
Right.
And, you know, and we have a number of people who listen to the show who are trade waiters.
And, you know, if it wasn't for the show, I probably would be as well. That because that's how I prefer to consume it.
Well, yeah.
In the same way that I prefer to binge my television shows.
Well, I like to think that, you know, I'm pretty much a trade waiter regardless because, you know, when I read monthly comics, I end up, before I read the latest issue, I'll go back and read the two or three previous issues.
Right.
Just to make sure that I'm all caught up. So, yeah, so that's pretty impressive. You know, of course, you can find a link to that in the show notes as well. And you can also visit, you know, ICV2.com and, of course, Comicron.com as well. They do great research there. And that's the, you know, that Comicron is on whom we rely for monthly sales stats in terms of, you know, the number of comics sold in a given month. We still don't have any data, obviously, because of the coronavirus pandemic. But once everything starts to fall back into place and gets less pear-shaped, I'm sure that will return.
True. And clearly the news of the demise of this industry were greatly exaggerated.
It is. I mean, it could always be better, but you know, that's still, it's pretty, still pretty solid and tight. So that's good to know. It really is good to know. And I think we're seeing a lot of that, especially like with Marvel, because when they resumed publishing after the coronavirus, halted sales for so long, there were a number of books that were just shunted to digital only. Well, in the last few days, Marvel has said, no, we are going to actually put those books into print as well. So
good. Good.
There has been some trimming and some cuts, mostly to do with, the big oriented crossover events like Empire, but that's not to say that, you know, everything is back, but a lot of stuff is coming back. So that's
good to know. All right.
And of course, obviously, Star Wars comics are a part of that. So,
yes, and I give us credit for at least 2% of that growth. Okay. Possible, I'm overestimating our contribution, but
that's a definite possibility.
Until someone can prove me wrong, I'll stand by it.
All right, yeah, you hold on to that, hold on to it tight, and don't let go of it.
That's what I do.
Star Wars splash page, the foundation upon which comics exist. So,
I think we have our new tagline. So, all right. Well, again, folks, we'll be back next week and we'll have a review of something for you. We're going to look at our options and
fingers crossed. Cause we got new comics on July 22nd. Actually, we have a new audio drama as well on July 21st.
That's exciting.
We've got the aforementioned Dr. Aphra audio drama, and we're mulling the idea of perhaps doing our own review of that, considering its genesis is from the pages of Star Wars comics. So looking forward to that. We'll see how that rolls out. But due out July 22nd, Dr. Aphra number 2.
Woo!
The Rise of Kylo Ren number 1, fourth printing, and Star Wars number 3, second printing.
Excellent. So if you missed out on either one of those, yeah, here's your chance.
And you know, of course, you know, with the release of Star Wars Adventures on July 15th, we are pretty much back to weekly Star Wars comics all the way through August 22nd.
As it should be.
Yeah, because it looks like we don't have anything. I'll pull out my calendar here because I don't do calendars digitally. I still use a Moleskine calendar. Because we have comics due out August 26th with Dr. Aphra, number 3. Yay! And then, according to my schedules, we don't have anything on Wednesday, September 2nd, but we will return Wednesday, September 9th with the Age of Resistance hardcover, collecting the Age of Resistance maxi series, as well as Star Wars Volume 3, number 6.
And again, all of that's subject to change. So, could be that we'll have 7 books come out on the 2nd, and we'll have to figure out how to review them all.
It'll be easy. We'll just do 7 mini episodes.
Exactly. No more 3-hour shows.
No, we will never do that to anybody ever again.
No. All right, so that'll do it for this edition of Star Wars Splash Page. For the show, I'm Jeff.
I am Matt.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
The Star Wars Splash Page theme song is Mark Hamill Can Handle by Chris Cape. Check Chris out at chriscape.com and on SoundCloud, on Twitter at Chris Cape, and on Facebook.
Stop peeing!